Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So let's answer the question today, which has been submitted for our you guys, which is: an experienced employed advisor looking to go self-employed, what to do first? Okay, so one of the first things we need to be really looking at with this is that if you're going on your own, you're employed, you're experienced, you are experienced in doing the job, but one thing you won't be experienced in is actually being self-employed. And I think this is something that's quite eye-opening. I had some clients, I've worked with a client specifically who had been in the industry for a long time, like multiple decades, had worked in an employed role, then actually worked in a self-employed but leads provided role for 20 years, and then went on their own fully to build their own business completely, and was blown away by how hard it was to go off and build their own business. It's a very different thing. So first of all, you need to understand that just because you're good at the job right now does not mean that you're going to be good as a self-employed mortgage broker, because you're going to have the whole business. And when I'm self-employed, I truly business on your own. There's that, obviously, that hybrid where you go and work for under a firm, which can work obviously, but if you're getting provided leads by that specific firm and have higher percentage splits, then even at that point, you're in that hybrid role still, because you're not having to go out and hunt for yourself. If you're going to go from being provided leads to going out hunting for yourselves, you need to understand, first of all, that, or I want to stress, that is quite difficult to do and quite a big change, and a change that many people don't actually realize. And I wish that it was spoke about more, but it is like that. So first of all, understand that it's going to be hard. Now, what would I be doing then from this point? So if I was thinking I'm going to go self-employed and I didn't have to just, you know, cut ties and go straight away, the first thing I want to be doing is I'd want to be building my reviews and recommendations from my current employed role, okay? Because they can take them through with you. So how can you do this? One of the things you can do, and I'll show with this right now, is actually go onto LinkedIn and get your reviews, get people to recommend you on LinkedIn. So if you go down to LinkedIn, you'll see that there are a recommendations tab here. So I've got 130 recommendations on mine right now, but this specific tab is really easy, I would say, as a mortgage broker. If you're employed, if you're having, you know, good interactions with your clients and you had a good time and they're an employed place, ask them to leave you a recommendation on LinkedIn. Now, to do this is quite simple. All you have to do is go onto their profile and you click on the more tab, and then you would do request recommendation. From here, it's going to open up a tab, and then you can select the relationship you have with that specific person. So you'd want to go to was a client of yours, and then you can say the position that you worked at when that happened, and then just add a little message that's a personalized message. Now, the reason why this is really good is because you can actually use these recommendations when you move to another place, because they are your reviews. Whereas if you're getting reviews through the business, then, and that you currently work in your employed place, oftentimes they'll have their own, especially if it's a large, like let's say a large corporate, they'll have their own like systems in place to get recommendations and reviews. Oftentimes they don't even push them because they're so large, they already know it works and they know they don't need them. But for yourself, you can't get them to review a business because it doesn't exist, but they can get them to review you or recommend you. And the great thing about these is once they're made, they can't be taken away by the person who did them, so they can recommend you. And secondly, they move with you because they're recommending you. So you can then use these as recommendations, as like character references in your marketing for when you go into the next self-employed role. So that means that your reviews will move with you. If you're somebody working in a large corporate estate agency and you're getting a churn of leads coming through, you're doing a really good job, by the way, for them as a and doing your job. You shouldn't be trying to be sneaky and not about the job, but you can get them to recommend you individually as a person. And if they recommend you, then that means that you'll have the footfall. For example, some of these people are doing 20, 30 mortgages a month from these large corporate kind of estate agency based offices. If you can get the footfall, then you can build up quite a large bank of, like I said, effectively character references, which can then be used later on in your marketing as like results you've delivered in the past. So this is a great way of building these up. The other thing to do is that you want to, so we've done LinkedIn review, but the next thing we want to be really doing is we actually want to look at Facebook friends. Okay. Now, when I talk about Facebook friends, what you really want to be doing is you want to be going on to Facebook and you want to be using Facebook and building up Facebook with clients you've worked with. Over the years, you want to have as many kind of Facebook friends and people that you can build out as possible. And the great thing about Facebook is that it can become a bit of a Rolodex of previous clients. Now, if you're currently working with people, you've done a really good job for them and you're employed, add those people on Facebook. Add them as friends on Facebook. Don't add them to your business profile as Facebook, add them as friends. Your company can't be in control of who you are friends with. Okay, that's really important to understand. They can't say you must not be friend request these clients or anything like that. You can, if you like them and you want to add them, it's absolutely fine. I actually learned this from a broker I knew who actually went out with my sister for a long time. And he was saying about this is that he added everybody on Facebook. And what happened was when he went self-employed and he worked for Connells and he worked for Countrywide in the same area for about maybe 12 years. So he'd been there for a long time. And he actually said that when he went self-employed, he just literally made a post and said, I am now self-employed, set up my own business, and people went to him in droves because they already have direct access to him. So no, you can't take your clients' data with you. No, you can't take their email addresses and that stuff with you. You absolutely can't. And please, under no circumstances, try and do that. That is majorly illegal. You're going to get in trouble. They're going to absolutely destroy you for it, and in all honesty, rightfully so. If you're employed, now there's not a gray area with this, if you're employed and they have provided you with the leads and paid you a salary and commissions for those things, they are not your clients. Really need you to understand that. They're not. And to anyone who says, well, they are, I did the bit, no, they're not. They paid you a salary to do a job. Now, it doesn't mean that the goodwill you've built, and that's what I say about the recommendations, which all of these things about doing this, by the way, are absolutely fine. And any business that would have a problem with it, there's nothing they can do about it because it's not, you're not saying that person didn't, you're saying you worked with me when I worked at XYZ corporate. You're not pretending anything. You're not pretending anything. But what you are doing is building those connections so that if and when you go self-employed, the ability for them to be able to contact you and see that you work there and that they can still be in touch with you is there. But it's not, you're not harassing them. You're not stealing data. That's very important. And I think this is sometimes lost. I've seen recently there's other people talking about like networks who claim that the clients are theirs when you transfer networks. I think that belongs to you. The only two kind of exceptions I would say that could be potentially would be something like JM, like Just Mortgages, or something like MAB, in which they're trading under the brand, because that's not quite like you're fully on your own. But if you're trading under JM or you're trading under like MAB as the brand, then I think that's a really hard one to ascertain as to how many you generate yourself versus how many actually came to you because of the brand, because it's more like a franchise model. So that's a whole different thing. Realistically, the clients are not yours if you're employed in that role. So to answer that question, what we've had here, which is an experienced and employed advisor looking to go self-employed, the first thing I would do is start to create meaningful connections and building up that contact ability with previous clients so that they have an avenue to find you when you leave, because that will then generate you leads. That's not going to break any of your contracts at all. And any person, your boss will say this to you, they'll say, you're doing breaching this. They're not. They're absolutely not. They have free will. They can do what they want. The clients can do what they want. You're just asking them to recommend you as a character reference on a professional platform. By the way, your employer has no control over your social media and LinkedIn, so don't let them say they do. And you're just asking them to be a friend on Facebook because you got on with them so well that you'd like to stay in touch with them. None of that stuff is wrong. And then when you go on your own and you announce that you're on your own, you will be shocked how many of those you can build up. So if you're thinking about going on your own, do this for about a year and a half and then you'll be all right. Sales managers of your businesses might be listening to this show and watching this show, and they'll be catching you out and they might call you out on it. But that's the risk you take. Anyway, guys, have a great day. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.